Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to welcome Dr. Rutherford Rose, who's the director of the Virginia Poison Center at Virginia Commonwealth University, to the show today. Dr. Rose, thanks for coming on. I've been surprised at all these stories lately about vaping and new evidence that it's causing lots of lung problems. What are you actually seeing here?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Fortunately, we haven't seen these cases, at least downtown, at the medical center, but there clearly are a cluster of cases around the country, originally from the Midwest, of young people vaping and then appearing to medical care with complaints of fever, nausea, vomiting, difficulty breathing, chest pain, and in some rare cases, progressing to respiratory failure, where they had to actually get admitted to an intensive care unit and get put on a ventilator. So it's very concerning.
Can I ask you to educate me a little bit? Because I have to admit, I've seen people with these little pens, it looks like, and the kind of more elaborate ones that almost look like they're smoking hashish over in the Middle East. But what, for me and for the audience who may not know, what is vaping?
So vaping was essentially created as an alternative to cigarettes. And instead of burning tobacco to get nicotine and then a lot of other harmful chemicals, you're taking liquid nicotine and heating it in an element and getting a nicotine delivery that way, but essentially without all the other alleged, toxic components. I wouldn't say alleged; they are toxic components. So it was billed as a safer smoking, or billed as a way to quit normal cigarettes, but still enjoy nicotine, and that's how it was developed. But as you just alluded to, some of these cartridges can be filled with other things, certainly with marijuana, with CBD, with whatever other liquid they can come up with. So it's not necessarily just nicotine, and some of the products on the market are labeled as nicotine, may not have nicotine, or they say they don't, and they do. So it's really a lot of unknowns at this point.
So it's a different delivery system for a variety of different either intoxicants or pleasurable things that influence your mind, your body.
That's correct. That's correct. Okay. And so, build as innocent and build as safe. But I think it's imperative to point out that nobody really knows if these are safe. I mean, there are no acute studies. There are no long-term studies to find out really, what the safety factor is. And so that's why cases like this are very concerning.
All right. I'm going to admit to you that I'm a little bit of a skeptic, having grown up in Richmond and Virginia. You know, whatever you look at in Virginia was built because of tobacco. There's a long, long history here. And I remember during the 80s and 90s, I mean, the war was on to destroy tobacco, and it's understandable that a lot of doctors were very worried about the bad health impact of smoking in the toxins that come from burning the tobacco leaf. Do you think there's a possibility that this is hyped up to do a number on these companies, or do you think this is real?
That's a good question. I grew up in Richmond too. I understand where you're coming from. I don't think so. I think that there certainly are. There's something burning in these products. So you're changing the chemistry of what you put in, and there's not a lot of science behind what's being created. And there's no science on what those things being created are doing to your airways, either your upper or lower airways. And so, I think everybody universally now, understands the hazards of smoking and all the different complications medical-wise you can have for that. And so there may be some merit to if you can safely vape, and you're vaping a low concentration of nicotine, is that in fact a safer alternative to cigarette smoking? Probably, but you know, these things are being used in excess. They're being used by young people. You know all the controversy now about the marketing to young people. There's evidence now that young people who vape are more likely to use marijuana as they get older. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things that haven't been studied. So I think when you cluster like this, and this is not an absolute cause and effect, but if you get a cluster of cases like this, it's certainly concerning. And you may remember a month ago, FDA was concerned about a cluster of reports of seizures in people who were vaping, and now that you don't hear about that anymore because of this apparent link to lung injury. So I think both of these stories sort of point out all that we don't know. And again, people are putting, as you said, you know, gosh knows what in these devices to smoke them.
Yeah, I remember, and you will too. 20 years ago, I guess there was that big rash where everybody was trying herbal cigarettes. I don't think anybody was delusional and thought that was good for you, but there were people who were dying because of the herbal cigarettes, if I remember correctly.
Well, you may be referring to the herbal or the synthetic marijuana that was billed as a safe alternative to marijuana.
Okay.
And, you know, it was legal, but nothing could be further from the truth. You know, we don't have people come to the emergency department just because they've smoked marijuana, right? They may get angry because they run out of potato chips, right? So, but people that use these alternative devices, alternative synthetic so-called safe marijuana, would come in to the emergency department, you know, agitated and violent and even having seizures. And so those are far more stimulating and complex compounds, but couldn't be further from the truth that they're a safer alternative to marijuana. That's just clearly not the case, but that's how these things get billed.
Yeah, I think we all just have to recognize the fact that if you're you're taking something into your body through your lungs that's other than air, it's probably not in the long run good for you. And if it's the wrong mix, it can really screw you up immediately. I appreciate it, Dr. Rutherford, the director of the Virginia Poison Center at VCU. Thanks.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.